40 years ago this week, the Voting Rights Act became law. It gave widespread legal protection to voting rights for African Americans. The document became law after one of the civil rights movement's more dramatic events, the March 1965 attacks on protesters near Selma, Alabama, by state troopers. That day, which became known as Bloody Sunday, galvanized the country and led to the eventual passage of new voting rights protections. On August 6, 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act.
They came in darkness, and they came in chains. And today, we strike away the last major shackle of those fierce and ancient bonds.